Sifkot and Gimel. I want to tell you that in these new Avnei Nezers, I mean the Eglei Tal version thereof, they have made their own numbering system. So it's Simon Labed in big letters, but it has in the bracket Kuf Pei Vav. So in the original Avnei Nezers was Kuf Pei Vav, and they only printed the Avnei Nezers which are relevant to the Shabbos. And I was right. The Eglei Tal, which printed in his lifetime, only goes until Gozes. And this is called Eglei Tal Chelik Beis. They gave it a name. But it is to some extent true. It goes Malabain, it goes in the water. This is the one thing on Matir, is this. Simon Lamin. Hagorna Bekiva Eger, he quotes him not only on the, we have a Gorna Bekiva Eger, as you saw in the Gilgal HaShas. He quotes it from his Tos on the Mishnayos. Has a kash against Tosfos. Koreal Meso, Chayav HaKuan to Rabbi Yehuda, Ochamoso, Af the Eino Amanas Litfor. So he's bothered by this kasha. So the answer is, he has a beautiful answer. I mentioned to you yesterday, but I didn't bring you his raya. I had no time. His raya, I'm not sure if anyone has a big Shulchan Aruch. How many people have a big Shulchan Aruch with them? Only one. So I'm not going to quote it from there anyway, but maybe you can quote it a little bit from the Mishnah. Who has a Mishnah Berurah here? Also no one? Guys, I told you bring a Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, the Bar Ilan, yeah, I can do it. I can put everything in the Bar Ilan. But I want you to have some Svarim in your hands. Like last year, we had certain things we had to have in our hands, and not just everything in Bar Ilan. Please come closer. Yeah. Menachem, come on.
We have a
tower. I'm stretched, Rebbe.
No, it's a new one.
Is there?
Yeah. Close up. Right?
Come, see, you can sit in the first one. Right. Yeah, there you go. You have a computer? Yeah, there's no need to sit behind the pillars. That should be the end. It says fire. I said, pass that. You can never get to the front of that. Good for my voice before Rosh Hashanah. I have to consider my voice. Shalom. So I will just read it to you because I'd rather not spend the time looking at the text right now. He quotes from a Levush, which is quoted by the Taz, in Sim and Shin Mem Siv Cotton Bay. It's fascinating. I'd love to show it to you, but I don't have any such thing. Who has a library book? Can I have a library book there in the room? You want books in the library? Nobody? You never go to the library? What kind of students are you? Mm-hmm. So this is an aside, Pollock Library or Mendel Gottesman Library, right? Do you open those things on Shabbos? Think about it for a minute. Before the book was closed, it said Mendel Gottesman Library. You open it up, it says nothing. Because you open it up at that spot where the M is closed, E, every letter is cut in half. Doesn't say anything. And then when you close the book, guess what? It's again says Mendel Gottesman Library. So you have twice. First for Mochek, and then for Kosev.
It didn't actually say Mendel Gottesman. It's a bunch of papers stacked together with a tiny bit of ink on the edge.
Okay, but as a result of that tiny bit of ink, look, if you want to be technical, there's also a tiny little bit of ink. It's just, it's a lot of ink put in the page.
Yeah, but the ink's already on the paper. There.
Okay, so there's so many papers. Huh? Whatever it may be, your point is well taken. But I have to discuss that particular issue. We'll get to it. Hopefully we'll talk about Kosev and Mochek. But the Levush, and explain why he thinks it's okay to close and open the book, open like this. Listen carefully. Excuse me, the Levush says, no, it's not okay. It's a Shaiva Doraisa. Doraisa? Doraisa? It says in the Mocha Masach of Shtei Osios. What kind of being a Doraisa? We read the Mishnah yesterday.
You intend on closing
it again. Oh, that's what he says. Says the Levush. Kshaposeach es chatas. Doraisa. The Mocha Osios. Who amanas lichtov? Why? The Omer lachsav lisko. Hooray! Says the Heilige Avnei Nezer Gleital. The after ain't a psicha kidei lichtov. Rakadei lumo. Kevin she Omer lichtov. Choshev amanas lichtov. Avshe naksiva shnia tovim yosim mitchila. Doesn't matter. Chaim anyway. So too. Korea al meso vachamoso. The mistama omed lachzav litvor. Oruch hashulchan held almanas means that's the tachlis. I'm doing A in order to do B. Avnei Nezer says a raya from the levush. No, I'm doing A and I plan to do B. That's not my tachlis. My tachlis is to learn from the book. Not to close it again. It's not the tachlis. It's a fundamental dispute. How do you define almanas? This is fundamental. What's the definition of almanas? Does it mean dafka in order to? That's your main purpose? That's how the Aruch HaShulchan assumes. Or no, amnas means you plan to. You know, it's not your main purpose. That's a fact. This is fundamental. So I want to read to you. It's very fundamental. Right? This is Levush, is a riot to the understanding of the Eglei Tal. I mentioned to you yesterday that the Mishnah Berurah talks about it briefly. I'm not going to read the whole Mishnah Berurah. Yes?
I don't know if you mentioned this in Shir yesterday, yeah, but Gemara gives the case of the Sedos of the Mishkan.
Right.
It says that's Almanas. But like, would you say that was Dafka Almanas, that they should be taken out, right?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Let's open to the Gemara that he's referring to on the Ayin Dalit Amad Beis. Very, very good question. Excellent question. Very, very good. I believe he's referring to the question of the Gemara over here on Af Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We did read this Gemara yesterday. Let's read it again. It's worth reviewing. Hakoshev Amatir. Shira Mimishkan Heichan Havoi. We have Shira. Amarova Shekhan Koshun Bisero Sahol. Says the Gemara, no. Hahu Kosher Almanas Lahatiru. I told you this phrase, to my knowledge, appears nowhere in Shas. Anything like this. This is backwards. All the almanas that we have are the negative almanas the positive. Here is the positive almanas the negative. And we don't find any other malacha that's an exemption. But nonetheless, from the semantical point of view, you bring in an excellent riot to the Eglei Tal. Because semantically over here, kosher almanas lahat doesn't mean that your main tachlis is lahat. You're doing a kosher. You plan to be matim, but the kosher promise is move the mishkan. That's how you do. That's an excellent point. If the semantics are can be derived one from the other, it would be a proof to the Eglei Tal, counter to the Aruch HaShulchan. Excellent. Very, I didn't think of that. It's very, very good. Now there is a long bir halacha here, since most we don't have it anyway. It's not really that main topic anyway. I'm not going to go into it at great length right now. But for those who do have it, there's just a very, very literally parenthetically remark here in the Bir Halacha, where he discusses the question of whether you require Korea Almanas Litpor. For those who want to look it up later on, it's on page, you know what, let's look, I'll give in. No, you don't have it. Can you get on the board? Bir Halacha. I mean, I have to learn how to do this myself. No, just stay here. Stay at like get my comfort zone. Where are we? Shulchan Aruch, right? Whoa! Shulchan Aruch. Let's try this. Shulchan Aruch. Mefarsh Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah. Biolach, go straight to Biolach. Okay. I think it's a demo. From here, I think I'm okay. Thank you for being my shkia. Okay. Sitting in the front is another. Last year, I had to make that big. Took an extra time, Emma, to make it the bigger front. Everyone sits this side, I have to make it bigger. Another bracha. Here we go. Watch this. Okay. Below the sky on the kalka, that's lush of the Rambam of the Shulchan Aruch. Mashu Rebir, you all see it? Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it on? It's on? The script is on? Okay. The Horde Binan Vigamora Korea Manas Litvar Shum Di Ilav Ochi Haivale Makalkel. I will in Mechav on the Tzorach Ezer Dvar Tikkun. I feel with Mechav and Shalom Amanas Litpor. Chayav. Ubehochi Nicha. The Hichnes of Rambam didn't posech Beis HaTzava B'Shabbos. We saw that Gemara yesterday, correct? Memches? Right, we saw it? I think so. Yeah, right? Hello? We saw yesterday Memches? We opened up the Memches?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. Okay. Gam ken b'chal dinei ha-korea l'chiyuv. Aftu b'vare Shalom Amanas Litpor. Shundem b'takein b'kriyoso. As ha beged, ulepel ala beis Yosef, shekostav a siman shin yutayin, the mils of the pshita, The poser beis hatzav lohachilo havi bechlal korea. Should the havi korea shlom nas lipo? Uva atzmo, he himself, Rav Yosef Karo, the same author, Rav Yosef, saw some assuming shin mem right here, karamba, the kol korea amanas takake chayev. Uvemes mucha kem hedu b'gemar shabbos kuf heyem and beis. The korea bechamas lames hamutalov. Watch this down these brackets. Watch this. This on the sly, yeah? Haim Osan Hamurim Bapasha Ovi Vimo Bno Bhule Vyeshbahem Shaosu Litpor Achakach. What's he throwing this in here for? Hilchos Avelus all of a sudden? Hilchos Avelus? If you learn by cut, you'll see that there are different levels of what you may or may not do subsequently to someone who did a kriya for the loss of a relative. For other relatives, some things are permissible. For other v'imo, less is permissible. Question is whether you can sew it completely, sew it like a basting stitches, just a little bit. It's called sholel in a ma'ache, etc. But this half a line in Bialach is telling you, I know about the Avnei Nezer. I know about him. Maybe you'll tell me he plans to re-sew it. Nope. There are some cases of Avelus, as if a father and mother, when you may not re-sew it. So by definition, he doesn't plan to re-sew it. Of course, the answer is that the Avnei Nezer wasn't born yesterday. He knew about this. And when he was saying, we can read it again. They closed it prematurely. Read it again. The Lashon of the Avnei Nezer is very careful. Here we go. He says, the Mistama Omei Lachzor V'Litfor doesn't go into the details of how he's going to resell it. He'll sell it what's called Sholel Ve'eno Ma'acha. He can just put in like what you call these basic stitches, not fully sewn. All right? That's also what can be considered enough to be Chayev on Tfira on Shabbos. As he pointed out explicitly, you see from here that you don't require to be the second one to be better than the first. You don't require the Ksiva Shnia better than the first one. You might have thought, look, what's he calling it? An expression? You read the Letzarach Aliyah. You need to take it out of context. You know what I'm talking about? It's an expression which is found in a different context completely. You're ripping it in order to sew it better. You're erasing it to write it better. Better. No, not true. Because over here, the Levush is right. It's no better. Mendel got it from the library the first, second time than the first time. It's no better. Once it's no better, he's assuming it can even be worse. I think logically that's correct. Either you need to make it better, or you just have to do it, even if it's no better, even if it's worse. So you're going to put this more basic stitches, not the full stitches. So what? Still enough to be considered to be a tefillah. So the Halakha Mishnah Berurah in Bialacha is onto it. As we say in Yiddish, he's forewarned about it. And his answer is not as compelling as we'd like. What's that? What happened?
Sorry.
Screen went up. There we go. Thank you so much. So, yeah, it's a shtickle sarach here on the Halakha Bialacha. Didn't he know that even in the most severe case of other evil, you're allowed to be sholel? Sure he knew. Maybe he says, also litvarachakach, maybe he considers sholel to be, which is like I think they call it basting stitches, like just a little bit, shouldn't be completely ripped, it's just, sewn up a little bit. Maybe that's not considered mitzvah in his book. Because if he will learn, it has to be almanas, the way the Aruch HaShulchan on the almanas, in order to, no one's saying it's in order to, no one's ripping a garment in order to sew it up with these inferior stitches. So that's a little bit of a question what the real halacha meant, and just bring it to your attention. He's also on to this possibility of this being considered amanat. He just sort of swallowed up in a half a line over here. And a half a line. It's interesting, on both sides, since we're here already, even though it's not our topic, but once we're here, I can't put it away. It's so gewaldic. Da'filu shalom raz litpur chayav kol shiach ezatikam b'kriyosam. Achakach, motzosi, shariah zumuva b'divir Reb Kiv Eger, b'gilion shalom. Right? We saw it already yesterday. Gilion HaShas, Ayin Gilion HaBeis. V'gam kol ha'dvorah manali korim b'vuv b'nishmas Adam. Kal chav tes l'chol Shabbos Ayin Shom. V'nudabu zel l'kamei, which we're not going to talk about today. Prima Gana also Ramas. Now, watch this now. Achamasha Kaz Hashem Agona Beki Vege. Dimi Dimri Atosis Taf Ayin Gilim Ad Beis. Dimas Mitzarech. Masha Dibi Inon Amanas Litfor Mamish. That's how we understood it. Yesh Litchos. Whoa. What? The Shigra the Lishnahu Betosis. The Kavanasim Hu. The Shein Tzarech Le'etzim. We saw this yesterday. Ein Shem Kotzer Olav L'chiyuv. The Ein Osa Tikun B'dover Hanik Tzar Gufa. The Dumir the Korea the Be'inon Amanas Litvar Olatakein. Do Dumir the Litvar. But it has to be that thing itself. V'ilav Ochi Ein Chayav. The Ein Shem Olach Olav. Hu Mekalkel. V'ein Mekalam Olacha. Hu Adin Bezeh. So he's saying, Yerbi Kivega took Tosis literally. Let's take a look at Tosis. Open up please again. Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Take a look. Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Tosis says, look, you need Tzorach Le'etzim, which we understood to be a local din. Midi Dahavi HaKorea Amanas Litpor U'mochek Amanas Lichtov. What you're saying over here is B'dafka. It's reflected by Kivega. It's against the Gemara of Korea B'chamosel V'almeso. Says the Heilige B'Yolocha, no. No, Tos didn't mean that. They didn't mean that. What they mean? They meant, you know, the Eitzim is not called Kotzer at all. Because it's not, you're not fixing up the item. What are you doing? You're pruning a tree. You're fixing the tree, you're not fixing the branch that you're pruning. That's where you're not chai. But that's all it means, no more than that. However, again, but you rip for purposes of a meis or chamoso is a tikkun right then and there, so that would be considered to be chay. Teida de Rambam bevadei sover lo binamanas lipper dafka. He's assuming who gam ken sover the malach shetzir the gufas chayav. Yeah, sli paskins bezomer the dafka shoot zaruch leitzim os chay mishem kos akachach di lavachi ein shem malach olav lechiyav you can mekalkel shlom nasatake. Kainoma after the Riatosis. Yeah, that's all they mean. They bring right from Kvoshim, Ein Shem Kotzer Olav Klal, Ein Shem Dishal of Klal, I feel it in Esel Chatchila. That's what he means. That's what he claims, that Tosis didn't mean what we say he means. This is a very nice point in the Bi'ur Halacha, and it's hard to argue completely against him, although it's not the simple Pshat and Tosis, to be sure. However, Rabosai, his pshat in Tosfos enough Ayin Gimel Amud Beis may be true. However, it's not going to work anyway, because there's another kasha. Rabbi Vega asked not in his Gideon Hashas, but in his Chidushim Hashas, which maybe he didn't have the Baal Mishnah Berurah. He asked the kasha, which the Karen Ori asked before him. What's pshat in the Tosfos Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph? Back again. The first Tosfos we started. Hakol Shemater. Tzarech Iyun. I Michayev Mater Shelo Amanas Likshar Olo. An unresolved question in the Tosfos. What do you mean unresolved? If you require Tov Kori Amanas Litfor only in order it shouldn't be a mekalkel, so of course you're chayev. In other words, they want to know, is matir similar to korea or not similar to korea? But according to the Bi'ur Halacha, even by korea, you're chayev shelo amanas litfor if you're metaken. So what's the shayla over here? So even Rabbi Kivega can, in other words, the Bi'ur Halacha squirmed out of the kasha of Rabbi Kivega on Amud Beis. But he's going to be stuck on Amud Aleph anyway. That's the kasha of the Chidush of Rabbi Kivega. So therefore, the kasha remains the kasha. I'm going to give you my favorite teretz. I mean, my one favorite teretz is the Egel Tal, the Abdenazim. We just saw it already. Amud Aleph doesn't mean for that purpose. You plan to do it. He plans to sew it up even a little bit. That's the best answer, the most balabatish answer, the simplest answer. The most lumdish answer, Rabbi Osai, is found in the Sefer called the Kilos Yaakov. Who wrote the Kilos Yaakov? Who knows? Stipler. Kilos Yaakov on Shabbos, I couldn't find it in the base of Medrash to show it to you. I'm not sure if it's on Hebrew books. If it is, I don't know if you can find it on your computer. You don't have Hebrew books? You have Hebrew books?
Not here.
I mean, try it. See if they have a Kilos Yaakov by Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanevsky from B'nai Barak is on Hebrew books. I have my doubts, you know, B'nai Barak, they're not sure if they know about these things yet. Maybe somebody put it on, I don't know. Let me know. Not Kilas, Kilos Yaakov. That's the, let me know if it's on. I'll show you. So otherwise, I'll tell you what he says, the kids. A very deep idea. Very deep. He said, the big five from yesterday, all five twins have negative, which leads to a positive. Let's review what they are. Soser, Korea, potentially Matya, Tzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzatzat Mochik. So they're all negative, and they lead to a positive result at the end of the day. More positive, equally positive, less positive, whatever it is, but it's a negative leading to a positive. Okay? If that's the case, Rebbe Osai, you have to have that, there's no choice. Accept no substitutes. The fact that there's some kind of additional tikkun in the Chefza itself, which is not a positive to overcome that negative, then you're going to be put. Because Amunah should be taken literally, bedafka. However, what if I found you a case? We say it in our language, lu yitzuyu. If I could find you a case in which the ripping itself is not a negative, it's hard to imagine that. How can the ripping itself not be a negative? Let's say, lu yitzuyu. If I could find you a case where the ripping itself would not be a negative, then we could argue the ripping itself is not a negative, then there's no need for me to make it. I'm not asked to do a positive. Here's the teeth of our disciple. Any action which I do, which is result oriented, which means what will the chefta be at the end of the day? We then have to measure what I'm doing on the negative-positive axis. And if what I'm doing is negative, there's no way in the world I could possibly be chayav unless I intend to have subsequently the positive opposite of this negative. Hence the five amenasis. What if I find you a case where the result in the chefza is completely beside the point? Having that type of chefza in my possession right now would not satisfy my requirement. Normally in Shabbos, I'm a vashel on Shabbos. I'm cooking water. If I had boiling hot water before I started cooking, I wouldn't have to cook the water now. I have it already. Everyone follow me? I want to write a letter. The letter was written. I wouldn't have to write it now. Always chefza oriented by definition. Here's an exception. What will happen? Someone, Nebuch lost a relative, okay? And he has to have a ripped garment. Oh yeah, he says, I have a ripped garment in my closet. I'll take the ripped garment in my closet, I'll put it on. I ask you a question, Rabbi Osei, if you have ex minichos avelis. Such an individual who takes a ripped garment, which is ripped from 10 years ago, is in his closet, and puts it on at the time of the death of a relative. Has he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya, yes or no? Absolutely not. Or, let's take an example. He wants to show his kids who's boss. He's going to show how strong he's going to. He could rip, he's Superman. He could rip right through their shirt and they're going to go all panicky. I'll save some time. I'll go into the closet. I'm sure I ripped 3 years ago. And I'll put it on. My kids are going to be quaking for me. They'll be quaking. Daddy walks in with a ripped garment. Who's going to be quaking? Garnish. Won't achieve anything. It's not the chefza, Rabbi Osei. It's the action itself. You follow what I just said? It's a very profound idea. When the action itself is what is required, not the result, not a ripped shirt, not a ripped garment. No, that's not going to accomplish anything. It's the action itself. The action itself, he says over here, we're not discussing a case whatsoever of any kind of a negative with respect to the object. The object is an irrelevancy. It's the action. Since if the object is irrelevant, it's just the action, then and only then is a unique halacha that you do not require amanas litpar. It's enough to have amanas latakein in order to solve his halachic requirement of ripping a garment, or his family requirement of showing his kids who's boss. That's a very remarkable idea in Kilas Yaakov. I assume it's not on.
I thought Chelik Bey is part of Chelik Bey's.
He goes on Mesephtis.
They don't have it.
They don't have it. Okay. I'm not surprised. So, but everyone understand what I just said? If you can find it in the other Beis Medrash, I'll read it to you tomorrow. They don't have it downstairs. All the other volumes were there except for Shabbos. I'm not surprising. There's no Shabbos is here. So if I took it out already. Fine. But if you can get me one, it'll be appreciated. We can read it inside tomorrow and share it together. Fascinating. Mimela, for this very, very reason, he says, there is no p'tur of Mekalkel. Forget the local p'tur of Na'amanas Litva. Why is it called Mekalkel? The answer is no. The Kamsa say, we had the case of Mekalkel right over here. We said it yesterday. Chofer Guma, the Ain't Sarach El Liafra. So number one, it's Ain't Sarach El Gufa. And number two, it's a Mekalkel. Why? There you don't want to destroy the floor of the field. Nebuchadnezzar, you have no choice but to destroy it to access the dirt. But over here, but if someone would fill up the dirt later, you'd be very happy. But over here, no. Here, but Dafka, you have to rip it. So it's not measuring in terms of Cheftza. There, but the Ptur of Mekalkel would not apply in that case either. So says the Kilas Yaakov. Speaking of Dachim Mekalkel, something fascinating is found in the Bialoch. Watch this. I'm not reading the entire thing. It's parts. Ooh. This is nice and long. Oh, Lo Nishalanu. Those who have it. It's in the original. Lo Nishalanu. Be here? Yeah, I believe it's in the next page of the typical Mishnah Brewers that we have. Below Nishar Lanu, it's the second line on the Amud Aleph page in my edition. End of the line. Below Nishar Lanu, I mean from the on screen, Kim Levorish Svaras Rashi, Daf Memches we saw yesterday, the cause of the Poseh Beis Hatzavar, Beshabbos Chiyuvah Hu Mishum Makeh Bepatish, the Mashul Emonah. If you hold like the Beis Yosef that amanas litpro dafka, understand? If amanas takein suffices, so why aren't you chayav mishum korea? His answer is incredible. Watch this answer. For nearly this verasahu, to lo shayach shem korea ki im shu mekalkel b'eisa pula. Can you imagine this? Usually, Mekalkel is a reason to make you potter. Here, says the Halakha B'Halacha, Mekalkel is a prerequisite to make you chayef. You're only chayef if it's a negative. Only if it's a negative. What a remarkable idea. Ella, shu mechave b'shul ezit tikkun later on. You'll sew it up later. Who can't shave a mishkan? Shiria shenafla badarna, korinba, v'tofrenosa, shakriya mekalkel as a sayaria b'yosef. Ella, shaya dezeh. Fine. Included in that, the korea bechamos of a mesa, that kriya mekalkelas habeged, it does destroy the garment. Ella shenispav tikun ayadezeh, to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya if someone died, or to instill fear in the hearts of your children. Okay, now watch this. La fuke to the exclusion of the poser beis hatzava b'shabbes. The mashul emona big marzeh the apsicha gufa ein chal az hashem korea kla v'chayav az eh mishum shem acher then a makav patish shu shach b'chol gemar malacha. I told you the guy asked me a question. Halacha lemaisa, can he make a kind of a raincoat on Shabbos by taking a garbage bag and making a hole, putting his head through? I tell you, it's a shalav daraisa. That's the case of poser beis hatzaver. put back on the path to Shkolat the Rashi. Why not Korea? Because it's constructive. It's making her a raincoat. Isn't that amazing? Korea is the opposite according to the Belach of all other Malachs. All of the Dafka must be positive. Korea Dafka must be negative. But Seach Beis HaTzavah is positive. It can't be Korea. Amazing. Amazing. And he says like this. V'chein muchach sham b'gemara. V'b'raisa d'mashle b'chod ha-makta. Im adin. They know stin much in the tocha kar. Rabbo says, open to the Gemara. Mem ches amal. See the Gemara? This is before I asked you to see. But take a look, it will become relevant later. Take a look, Rabbo says, Mem ches amal. What does it say there? What does it say there? Matirin beis hatzava b'shavas, avalo poschin. They know that it's a muchin, lo l'toch hakar, lo l'toch hakesis v'yantiv, v'en t'och lomit b'shabbos. Lo kasha ha b'chadati ha b'atiki. If it's new, you can't put it in, and if it's old, then you can. That's just to read you the Gemara. Now let's see what the B'olach has said with this Gemara. What's he saying about this? Watch this. The mashud ha b'chadamachtim ha din de enos den muchin b'toch hakar, v'chi heche de sham ha'tam ha'shemaka b'patish, ho'chon ha'vi b'zeh. Rabosai, the simple read of the Gemara is like Rashi. Always the simplest read. The simplest read is like Rashi. It's Makom Bepatish. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. They put it together with Muchen Bekarish. It's clearly Makom Bepatish. The Rambam holds the Shitoso, etc. Not for now. That's Pshat Rashi, who said Mishum Makom Bepatish, and that's the Shulchan Aruch writes some Mishin Yud Zayin of Gimel. V'ein Stiril Zeh Misif Zeh. Why? Why? Because there it's not negative, and here it is negative. That's the answer. That's the answer, Rabosai. Adkan, beautiful answer. It's a chiddush nifla. There has to be dafka negative. So let's review again. If you require korea amanas litpor dafka and stamatiklin won't work, the obvious question, what do the Gemara Kuf Hamid base? Three answers. One is the avnei nezer. You plant to sew it up again. I thought your main purpose doesn't have to be. Right from the Levushim, closing the book with men of God from the library on it. Answer number two, the Lumdish answer is the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler. But there it's not a question of the Chefza, it's a question of the action. The question of the action, you don't require Amanas Litpa, it's only discussing a Chefza, discussing an action that's out of context. Answer number three in Be'alacha, no. You have to have Amanas Litpar. You have to have Amanas Litpar. Take that back. It's not answer number three. This is just a separate point what you said. He said, you don't need Amanas Litpar, period. He has his own. His answer we're giving now is a separate point. Why, in the case of Poseh Beis HaTzavar, it's not considered Amanas Litpar? That's a good question. According to the Avnei, you don't put the soda. According to the Stipas, you know the Chefza. According to the Melacha, you don't require Amanas Litpar because it's own Chiddush. Namely, if it's a positive, it's not considered to be in the category of Korea. Ad kan rabos, have a shayla. Soser, mochek, mechaber. All those three things. When you make a tikkun, according to the Be'aloch, I would say, you'd be potter. Whenever there's no makom bepatish. That's what it would seem. I believe, rabosai, at this svara of the Be'alacha is a shitasa. According to the Be'alacha, you don't need korea amanas litpar. No, it's korea amanas attacking. So if you need korea amanas attacking, so a korea which is itself a tikkun is not amanas attacking, it's itself a tikkun. You know what I'm saying? If you need amanas litpar literally, then it wouldn't make so much sense. But if you don't, you need amanas attacking, so that's the exclusion of it itself is a tikkun. Atka. Rabbo says it's open to the rush. Hope you saw it in the Ma'amar Komas. Hope you're going along slowly, but surely Ma'amar Komas. Let's take a look on the Rosh. Here in Perek Zayin, end of Siman Vov. Perek Zayin in the Rosh, end of Siman Vov. Watch. Quotes the Gemara. Mashin is topic re. In Be'ina and Matir, Amanas Likshar Ulo, our Tosfos was anonymous, but he knew it came from the Re. Yeroa. What is the last line? What is small memes? Yeroa the lo mechayim eladumya da havi be mishkan. Matir keshesh kayama. Amras liksha keshesh kayama. Kei sayode chilozo. Gemara at the end says that's the source. Sayode chilozo. And he understands sayode chilozo that you have a net. You untie one knot in order to make another knot. Whatever you need to do. And that's considered to be a chiyuv, and there's no source for any other chiyuv besides that. Says it to Eres Shmuel. O Zion. Aval Aramba Mismad Lo Chilku. El Estama Kosul De Chiyuva. V'chein Nira B'ena B'loshna Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in the 15th parak. Kol Kesher Shata Mechaiva Mishim Kishuro. Kachata Mechaiva Al Hetero. Mashma de bechol inyan mechayev, even if it's not amanas likshar. Behold, tafilu havi b'mishkan amanas likshar. Granted for the moment that that wasn't a mishkan. Mikom makom, ein svara lomar shelo amanas likshar depot. It's all based on logic at the end of the day. Why? The bishlama, look, it's very important, look inside. The Bishlam is so serve Korea Umochek Kulon Mikalkalin Hain. Those three, by definition, are destructive. You break the object, you rip the garment, and you erase the writing. Umikorach Svara, Ukimna Malekas Amishkan, the Lo Machayev Elekamosha Matsina Lashama Manasatak. Fine. Avomatir. Melacha bifnei atzmahi, v'tikunhu, kimo shari melachos. Chiddush nifla, Tiferes Shmuel. He said that the other three are destructive, are negative, but matir, untying a knot, is not destructive at all. You're destroying the knot, you're simply untying it. And therefore, me'ezatam, natzrich le'yosa dafka manas likshar, pidav v'mishkan ki agavna, mikomakom hecha d'lega tamal le'milse, d'binan mamish kohosam, the host and Dr. Kshiro, the Tzayde Chilazan, who, Tavi Afilo Hachi Asurim, who are then the Kolak Shurim, Kishurim, who cannot, the Kalahavim. He's saying, Misvara, he does not consider the matter to be an act of destruction. That is his Chiddush. That is his Chiddush. Yep, that's his Chiddush. No, what would the Rosh say? Well, the Rosh said, hey, think the Rosh did not learn? Well, the Rosh said, come on. Anybody? He will view matir as destructive, obviously. If he wants to put matir in the same category as the others, he considered it to be destructive. That's a fundamental issue. Is that really true, or is it not true? Is it true, or is it not true? Interesting, Rabbi Osai. Do we have a ritva that we can't get on the? Let's get back into the system over there. Get back here. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Are we showing on the Babli? Here we go. Everyone watching here? Watch. We had yesterday the Gemara. In Mitzrayim, the Trei Kitri by Yadodi, Shori Chad Bekot Lechad. Pirish, Matir Esrach Adon Benir Hashem Bekomo. This is Rashi Shi. Umehocha Mashma, Shamina, Shamatir Amrash Shalo Dikshu Chayev. Why? The Elo, Havan on the Mifrach, V'amatir Shalo Amrash Likshu. Who gained Pircha de Paruch Le'el? What do you mean? Who gained Pircha de Paruch Le'el? What parach le'el? Take a look. Hold on, very good. Take a look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. I and Dalo, you have to see the Gemara. Everybody said, look inside. The Misrami, they trick. What's the ale? What's the ale? It doesn't tell you what the ale is. You're supposed to figure it out on your own. What the ale is. Only what they could possibly mean. What's that? Say it again.
You say this.
Right, the line before. Kosher amanas lahatiru. So the Gemara has to kash it. It's kosher amanas lahatir. I should ask over here that it's matir shelo amanas likshar. Why didn't the Gemara ask that kasha? Which means as follows, Rabbi Osai. Even if you would have in the Mishkan such a case, misvara, you would have been potter. You would have been potter. Misvara. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we're all talking about svaras, then what's the svara that kosher shalom kosher mahatah should be potter? Why? Not true of every malacha. So here we got our initial, entry into malacha's kosher. Malacha's kosher, it's argued, is different than other 38. What is 37 anyway? How they're different. The others are improving a cheftza. Some cheftza is being improved. All kosher is doing is connecting two cheftzas. There's no intrinsic improvement. You're just connecting two things. Chibur. When it's not a chibur kavua, it's not a malacha. So apparently here it's a svara. Namanas liksha is potter, because he didn't undo any what we'll call specialized object. Only time you're obligated if you disconnect, plan to reconnect it. That's a simple pshat that he's again suggesting over here. But the Ritva himself, and both has two different pshat. Yes?
So can't you say the same thing by Topher?
Very good. What about Topher? Is Topher the same as kosher or not? I might have said yes, exactly the same thing. Not so simple. Because as we'll share the Aruch HaShulchan later on, this is in kosher and Topher. Is kosher, you're tying two things. After you tie them, there's still two things. They're just tied. Tofer, you're making one thing. Once you sew it, you're wearing a shirt? It was sewn? Somebody sewed it? So yes, you're wearing a million different threads. You're not wearing a million threads, you're wearing a shirt. As opposed to, you bought any rope?
No, I didn't know.
Okay. So for next week, you have rope. Okay. So when you have rope, and you tie it together, it's not one thing, it's two different strands, and you're tying them together. It's not the same as one thing. We all have rope. We're all wearing tzitzis. Nothing else works, we'll pull out a tzitzis and demonstrate on that. Right? That is actually quoted in Hichas, one of the sources in Hichas tzitzis. So it is relevant. Okay, Bekitzer, you follow me? So let's now go nice and slow over here. What about this Chilazin story? Watch this. Hashnas di Shapir, Mashapirish Rashi, Besamach, while the Minish came Tedek, Chalos, the Koshin of Matirim. Shepamim Shematirim, Mizu, Vinostin Alzu. Ega, the Makshu, Alezal, and came Matir Shalomas Liksharu. Wah, Lomas Likshar, is Vinostin Alzu. What's the answer, Bosai? We discussed it yesterday. Exactly. Shalom Koma, very good. Laman Alphabets. Echis Chai. Upirishu shepamim shetzrichim likshabar kesher yafe upamamatirin also almanas lavzar lakashra pamacheres. It's a weak knot, and you're going to now make it into a stronger knot. A stronger knot. Yemashe pirashnu yisyashe pirish rashi. What do you mean? Matir. Amanas shelo lichur, it's chayiv. Finished. It's chayiv. That's all. It's chayiv. Okay. That's a machlokas again, Rabbi Osi, the Gedolei Harishon. Any questions before you go on? Just push up shot, Rabbi Osi. Push up shot. Rabosai, I have to tell you, not everyone agrees with what's going on over here. He said until now. Not everyone agrees. The Rush says what he says. You require matir almanas liksha. Let's look at the Rush again one more time, just to review again. The Rush, it ended again. Perek Zayin, end of Siman Vav. Let's read it again. There we go. Mashin is topic re and being a matir almanas liksha alo. Yerod lo machayel al dumer da havi b'mishkan matir kesher shel kayama amanas likshor kesher shel kayama. What does that mean? What does it mean? Is it b'mkomo or shelo b'mkomo? If it's shelo b'mkomo b'pashtus, it shouldn't work. The answer is, if you require matya mas likshor as a separate halacha, Rabosai, as a separate din, then you require b'mkomo. Like by sol sram and as limnos, before she gemara, b'chab mas lahavir, before she walah and alphabet beis, you require b'mkomo. But what if the bi'al halacha is right? What did the bi'al halacha say? No, you don't require matya mas likshor dafka, or koreab mas litfor dafka. All you need is a positive result at the end. For that purpose, mokomacha is good enough. There is a positive result at the end. Even the positive result is elsewhere. Is elsewhere. Oh. So therefore, what's the shiloh over here? Amazing pshat. I don't believe it, but some have suggested as follows. Mashin is topic we. In be'ina matyamas likshar. Do you need that? What's the alternative? What's the alternative? Contra the svar of bi'alacha, that matir is chayav, even if the matir itself is a tikkun. Whoa. Korea is not chayav, Korea itself is a tikkun. That's why we had that makam apadish, peposech beisatzavar. So the question is, you want to read the Rush that way? A fascinating read. I wouldn't have read it that way. He's commenting to want to know, is the bi'alacha svara correct or is it not correct? What's the maskon of the Rush? It's a correct svara. The bi'alacha is right. I wouldn't have read it that way. I would have read it the simple pshat. Do you need matir mas likshor? Literally, without exception. But the bi'alacha can't accept that. Even by tofa, you don't need that. By korea, you don't need that. See, he couldn't learn it that way. So he's adjusting this pshat. What's a bit of raya from Siman Tes? Take a look at the Russian Siman Tes, please. In Siman Tes. Talk about Kosei, okay? Kosei. Fascinating question. He wants to know like this. Watch. This is false. Quotes the Gemara. What does it say in the Gemara? A big letter, a small letter, you erase a big letter, you get Rapum to write small letters. Okay? It says, because one letter you erase, you chayev, and because you have to write two letters. Says the Rush. Final time, keep amim, kosa b'mishkan, tos, al keresh echod. Umochek, the lichtov acheres b'mkoma. What does that mean? They would erase the signs. They had the various, right? There were 20 kroshim in a row, correct? Each side? Who loves Melechus HaMishkan? Nobody? The 20, because then I would have to turn. I think so. They would presumably mark them. 1 to 20. They know what the order they're going in. They made a mistake. Got to erase it. And write the proper number. Okay? Proper letter. Aleph to, not Aleph to Tav. Aleph to Reish. They're 20 kroshim. Okay? You may have wrote the wrong letter, you gotta erase and correct it. Fine. Says the Heligarush. Min ha din, a very important phrase. min hadin hayaroy lechayev af mochek os achas ke lichtov os acheres bimkoma. Hello. Ain't a royal chayev al machsheves ksiva yosem al ksiva atzma. So therefore, you need two letters. So it would seem that seems to be min hadin. Then he says, you know what? I found a brisa, a tosefta, quotes Perikin Beis. He says, if just some random ink fell and you erase it to be able to write two letters, you're chayev, even though you didn't write any letters. What's the reason? The ha'ol shenichta betos is the last two lines here in our print on column one. Kiman the less adamya. V'ikar achiyu b'shul machsheves haksiva. Hilkach afilu tishtush diyo nami. V'hai denokat b'braisa mochak os gedola. Aydi detoni kosev os achas gedola. They mentioned os achas gedola here too. Nothing, any osios, nothing. So suggests the Rosh in Simon Tess. Says the Zachronim suggest, min adin. Watch this again. Hoy roar lechayev af mochek os achas telichtov os acheres b'mkoma. One. You see, klar in this line of the Rosh, min adin, you don't require amanas to achieve a malacha. And the same way as you don't have amanas to achieve the malacha of kos, you only have one letter. So too, you don't need a manas to be kosher. The Rosh before, read it the way the Be'alach would read it. The question would be, the matter is itself a tikkun. That's a riot brought from Simon Tess. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that that's not the case. Adrabba, the maskoni need a manas shtei osios. So too, parallelly, you would require a manas litpar Tfiris, or to tie a keshach ayama, right? The simple pshat. Min hadin means based upon the Mishkan. But in fact, it's not true. And you'd be chayev more than the ksiva itself. You need amanas lichtov, and the kroa, and the kshur. You need two osios. That's what I would have said. So the question, what is the maskana of the Rosh over here? So the samachon want to bring a riot that you don't need amanas from the min hadin. And I want to say, faket, right, you do need amanas literally from the maskana. You need amanas lichtov shtei osios. Here too, we should say in the siman vav, to be taken literally. Matar amanas likshar. It's possible, Rabbi Osai, that this should depend upon the following shaila. What is kosher? Is kosher the creation of a knot? I create a cup of hot tea. I create a dough. I create a letter. So I create a knot. Is that pshat kosher? Oh, no. Kosher is unique. Not the creation of the knot that counts. It's simply the fact that you put two things together. Mentioned that story before. You put two things together as a definition of kosher. Yeah?
So one knot unto itself should be
mutter. We'll come to that. Very good question. We'll come to that in a minute. So here's a svara. If it's making the knot, then I would say matir is a negative. You're undoing the knot. So you need matir manas liksha, the same as you need korea manas litpur, solos manas libus, etc. Dafka. But if, Rabbi Osai, what kosher is a connection of two strings, and matir is you put it back from one to two, that's not a kilkul. That's how you use it. That's how it's used, right? So next week, you string it, you tie it, you untie it, you tie it, you untie it. That's not considered to be in the category of kilkul. No. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, we could suggest that perhaps The Rambam is l'shitasim. The Rambam holds the definition of kosher is combining two things. No, not necessary. What Rambam? What Rambam? If I show up hands, how many have an Oz V'Hod Gemara? Raise your hand. Came forth from there. Alright. So you'll take it from me, Rabosai. It says in the Rambam that if someone braids a string, he's chayav, it's called posel chavola, mishum kosher. If you unbraid it, you chayav mishum matir. There is no knot. There's no knot. You're just braiding it. The answer is according to the Rambam. The definition of kosher is what? Putting things together. The two strings, I'm braiding them together, two or three. Now what do you say? Hachut ha-meshulosh lo b'mehero yinosek. You have a triple string, you put it together. Yechai, they're no knots. I'm not sure where Ram got that from, but he said it. If that's the case, Rabosai, if that's the case, according to the Rambam, that there's no kesher yechai, by the way, it's chibur, then matir is not a kilkul, not ruining the knot. It's irrelevant. It's connected. Now you disconnect it. Okay? So if you disconnect it, that itself is a malacha. Disconnecting. Untying. And there's no need to make it into an idea of kilkul of negativity, which would require then amanas lichshas subsequently. Not necessary. True, in the Mishkan they tied knots. Okay? Ram says it told them. Posel Chavolin is a toldo. What's a toldo? Oh, we haven't had the word yet this year. What's toldo mean? Anyone else? It's avos and toldo. What's toldos?
It's similar malacha.
Similar. Not identical. Right. But similar. The malacha of the Mishkan was tying a knot, and the Posel Chavolin braiding strings is similar. It's similar. Fine. We mentioned to you before that the definition of I don't want to lose this riff, but we can keep it, right? You want a tab somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Where?
On the top.
On top of somewhere? You'll tell me later how to get to it. I want to go back to the Aruch HaShulchan.
Right.
You can find it yesterday here?
Further
down.
Further down. Ah. Thank you. Thank you. One extra step. Shabbos, Shin Zion. Rav HaShulchan discusses the distinction. We asked about kosher and tofer, Mordechai. What's the difference? Let's be no. What's my tofer? Im tishal, im kain, kosher, v'tofer achasem. Dog, I'm kosher, mechaber, devorim, zelozeh. No question, right? Ain't okay. Why? The chibur, the kesher, roi lahatiro ulhashivo lekadmuso. Mashenkin, v'tofer umedabek. You tie a knot, you tie it, you untie it, you don't ruin it. But once you sew a shirt, you want to untie. I want to untie the shirt. You can't untie a shirt, you got to rip the shirt, you're ruining it. Follow me, see? That's why ripping is considered a negative, but untying, not necessarily. That's exactly what we're talking about over here. This is a very, very important Aruch HaShulchan. Very, very important. Very important. We understand very well. Korea, Idiyah Manas Litfor. Because every Korea is a kilkul, by definition. We just saw it. As opposed to Matir. Not necessarily the same. Oh. Fine. So now, Bosai, you had a question before. What about tying a string on itself? If the definition is making a knot, you made a knot. Definition is what? Connect. What are you connecting? Rabbi said, please turn to the Hagos Mordechai Perek Zion. Then I was able to find it. I want to give you a tutorial over here. Watch. The Mordechai was one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, a Talmud of the Maharal Mewittenberg. Okay. Rav Mordechai, this is in the Shabla. Rav Mordechai, Rav Hillel Ashkenazi, Zal. If I'm not mistaken, it was not just Zal, it's Hashem Yimkom Dama. Maybe that Mordechai was killed on Kiddush Hashem, if I'm not mistaken, in the, you know, those later crusade-type attacks in the 13th century, if I'm not mistaken. It was a biography. Im Hagos Mordechai doesn't give you the offer. Now, I'm not an expert in these things either, but Rabbi Daniel Feldman was writing a bibliography of a book that's supposed to come out that I wrote in English, believe it or not, Bishul B'Shabbos. So I just saw it, he showed it to me recently. They have a name associated with Hagos Mordechai, who wrote it, not Rabbi Mordechai himself, but somewhat later Mechavos, the Rishonim, wrote Hagos Mordechai. I don't remember the name Baal Peh. Probably if you go on the internet, you can probably, or somebody can probably find out who wrote it exactly. But whoever it was, it's not that critical, because almost all of it is quotations anyway, from other earlier sources, and here is no exception. So if you have whatever version of Mordechai you have, goes through the Prakim in order, from 1 to 24, 24 Prakim of Shabbos. And then it says, Hagol Shenimtsu B'Mordechai. So that's the whole thing all over again. First Perek, second Perek, third Perek. Then he has fourth, fifth. Then Klal Gadol. That's called Hagos Mordechai Klal Gadol. I have to be honest with you and tell you, if you go a few pages later, you will find, and I think it's almost unique to Masechta Shabbos, if not unique, you will find at the end, they have another round somewhere. I don't see it in my edition. The old edition should have it. Hagol, Muhagol in the Mordechai. I don't see it in this edition. Whatever, maybe. But here in Perek Lagodol, V'dikte Ra'om. Who's the Ra'om, gentlemen? Who is the Ra'om? Correct. What's Ra'om stand for? Lezimimitz. The Urayim, and just in case you will need it later on, guess what I brought in? Urayim. Sefer Mitzvah. Sefer Seif. Okay, we'll see you soon. Dik Ra'om. Midachai Vinan Lei. Ah, problems, we didn't see the Gemara yet. I jumped ahead of myself. Keep one hand here in the Mordechai, and one hand in Ayin Dial of the base. It's the line that we didn't quite get to yesterday. Always good to see in the original. Batofer states Firus, the next to the last line of Ayin Dalamid Beis. Frek the Gemara, v'holo kaima Rashi, last line. Hachi, v'kevet lo kaima la malachi. It's not going to stand. You take a thread and tie two stitches. It's not going to last, and it's going to unravel. Omer Rabba Barba Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shekisharon. Rashi, shekosher shnei roshe hachut. You sew two stitches and you tie them at the end. So Rashi says. Now back to the Moch. Dik the Ra'am. Mid the Mechayvin alei Mishim Tofer v'lo Mishim Kosher. Hey! Why do you chay Mishim Kosher? Lamadnu shekesher echad eino kesher. One knot is nothing. You guys have sneakers. I may call upon you to shoes. What I mean, you just go put us just like this. Nothing. Not going to last. And both say, however you tie your shoes and sneakers, no one's tying this one knot. Not shy. It's going to fall apart in a second. I'm glad many of you are wearing shoes with laces. We're going to have to come discuss later what you're doing. If you're not doing it on Shabbos. I'm looking around right now. Fascinating. Just looking quickly. Woohoo. There's a lot to talk about. Everybody should get this before Shabbos. Today's already Tuesday. Everybody can start moving. We'll try. Okay? I'm serious. It's a serious question on Shabbos. Okay, right. So one knot is nothing. Avamokam shirigilin lasos kesher echot shemiskayim b'kesher echot kagon shekosher chevel echot b'rosho at its end. The Eino kosher based Russian Zealzeh, you're not tying two heads or two strings together. Nira l'ra'om, David Kesher Shel Kayama. How do you like that? You would be chayiv. You take a string here. You take a string, and at the end, I can visualize this. At the end, here, I'll give it to you. Tzitzis. That's the thing. Kolesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah tzitzis. Here, watch. Let's say it starts to unravel. Some people have problems with the tzitzis. It starts to unravel. My mind broke, I have good tzitzis. But let's say it starts to unravel. You know what I'm going to do? I'll take the string. I'll go like this. Watch. I'll bare my hands, but get what I'm trying to do? I'll go like this, and I'll have under, and pull. Tight as can be. Everyone see what I just did? Says the Urayim, I'm chayav on Shabbos. I don't do it, I'm going to get it out. I pull over, I'd be chayav on Shabbos. Why? Because that's the way you're always supposed to tie a knot at the end of a particular string. You're tying in the two strings together, you have to have what we call in our language a double knot. But if you're tying over here at the end, the normal way is to tie a single knot. It holds very tight. Everyone see what I'm doing? Everyone follow me? Fact Mordechai, that's not connecting two things. I pull this knot, make it tight. What? I didn't connect anything. I just made a knot. You see from the array on both sides that the definition of kosher is not connecting two things, as we thought, but rather making a knot. Just the knot itself is the melech of kosher. Oh no, I'm stuck here. Get it out now. Please. Oh, not a Boy Scout. Came out. Okay, so you hear I'm telling you? This indicates that kosher means making a knot. You didn't tie anything. Not only that, Rav Osai, there's a sefer called the Mirkeves HaMishnah. Mirkeves HaMishnah, comments on the Rambam. Maybe I can even get it for you. Do they have the first one, the Rambam, in this thing over here? Let's get a Rambam. Sure. Let's see what happens. Rambam, where's Rambam?
It's its own category.
Its own category? Oh, Rambam, right. He deserves it, Rambam. He deserves his own category. Rambam. The first one, the Rambam. Let's see what's on the list of the first one, the Rambam. Let's see what they have. Nah, this is just on the page.
They have the low back one.
Lamed Tuta, go down. Ah, there's a joke about the Rambam. The Rambam writes this introduction that I'm writing this book called Mishnah Torah. There's no need for any other books. All you need is Chamisha Chumshei Torah and my book. That's the end of all books. What's the joke? They say there's no safer that more books have been written about than the Rambam. Famous last words. Not in the books.
Which proves the point. You have two versions of the Mekeves HaMishnah
here. Let's see. Mem. Mem. Just get look how many books there are. It's incredible. Yeah, I want Chelma. Hilchos Shabbos. Alphabetical. Yud. We're getting places. Watch. Halacha tes. For who shakosha is on the ma'amakomus. I am because of Mishnah b'shem ramach. For who v'batur v'shulchan aruch. Guys, you don't have a shulchan. It's time from scratch. I think we should really go back to the Rambam himself and just see what the Kesef Mishnah said. How do I do that? Back here again? I guess so. Rambam. Mefarshim on the daf, right? On the daf. Kesef Mishnah. Okay.
You can just go from the links, I think.
That'll tell me what you're saying in a minute. Let me first do the old-fashioned way, and later on you'll tell me a faster way. Shabbos. Halacha Tes. Kosav Ramach, Hatofer Shtei Tfirus. You tie to close the Mishnah, Yechayev. Tema, Lama Lo Kosav Sheyechayev Shtayim, Mishim Kosher, Mishim Tofer. Kedivei HaYerushalmi, Shetei Bevadi Lasa Shtei Malachas Kosher V'Tofer. Look, you have to, if you don't, the Gemara is Mefesh, who Shekshara, Sheyechayev twice. That's the kasha which is being raised by the Kesef Mishnah from the Ramach against the Ram. Is the question clear? The Gemara says if you have tied two tefillos, it's garnished, it's not kaim unless you do kosher. So why say chayim shem tofer? You should be chayim twice. I had to go back to my Mekemes and Mishnah. Here we go. Damn. Okay. Watch this. Ani Omer, de'ininim nekshirazu, the tefillah lemelechas kosher. Why? She called ikra shu kosher u'mechaber shnei dvarim nifradim. Your word. Kosher is to connect two things. Ein Rishon Perek La'Gadol. Nir Misham Loshak Shira B'Tfira. Elim Ke Kosher Shneit Stodei Achutin. La'adodi. Avel HaKosher Tzad Echad Mikan Vatzad Echad Mikan. Ein Zeh Meleches Kshira. The end. He says, you're right. You asked Mordechai before. If we're right, that the definition of kosher is tying two things together, then why is it that if you tie a knot end of a string, you're chayev? Yes, you're not chayev. That's exactly the answer to the kasha of the Ramach. You're not chayev on kosher. Huk shekshoron, de facto, you tie a knot to hold the two stitches in place. You're not chayev on kosher because you're just tying this one string to itself. Adarabba. What a brilliant answer from the Merkavis HaMishnah. Meredith. We understand very well now. Rabba Shitoso. Rabba says if you take, you braid a string, Yechayim Mish Posel Chavolim Yechayim Mishum Kosher. I have no knot. You don't need a knot. The knot is lav dafka. It's just a matter of connecting things together. Meredith. Meredith, Mamish Meredith. Meredith. Good. That being the case, Rabba Osai. That being the case, open to the Mishnah Brewer. Have I ever Mishnah Brewer? No, am I a Mishnah? I never had a Mishnah Brewer. I don't have Bir Aloch. I go there and I'd be able to get Mishnah Brewer directly.
Marlon?
Will this get, if I get here, I get Mishnah Brewer by links?
Yeah.
Links. Well, it's around about. Okay, it's good. Let's take a look, see what it says. Good to have Shulchan Aruch, you know, we haven't seen it yet. We just see other things. I want to mish the brew, I'm in the wrong sinner. Another one. Nah, it's...
If you click on the links, it'll have Mishnah Brewer.
But I'm in the wrong sinner. So I have to...
You have to go back. Sinner from the links?
I can change it, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
7 plus or minus.
Oh, there's a lot of minuses. Yeah. Well, how fast does it go? These minuses. Nah, it's not worth it. I have to go back 23 minuses? No, start from scratch. Shulchan Aruch, where are we? That's just the Shulchan Aruch. It's not Shulchan Aruch itself, just to see it inside. Aruch Chaim. Shulchan Shabbos. Shin Yud Zayin. Okay, here's the, let's see, Kosher Kesher Shal Kayama. That's where the Hilchos Kosher is found in Simen Shin Yud Zayin. Okay, let's find Mishnah Brura. Are these Mishnah Brurahs? Some of these, I think some of them are.
Yeah, the letters.
I think the one in, if I remember from last year, the ones in parentheses are Mishnah Brura, I think.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Okay, let's take a look. Dina Kamo, Ratzaloma. Dimukesha Shechayavan al Kishuro, Chayavan al Hetero. Bechol Shu Potter Aval Asur, Omut Lachat Chila, Gambe Hetero, okay, Rambam. So that's the Rambam. Okay. Very nice. The Rambam said so basically. Goes together. Okay. Now, watch this. The kokesher shemuto lahatiro, im eino yochel lahatiro, Mutal Natko. Rabosa, I'm only showing you my tzitzis. If I wouldn't be able to undo this knot, ever see this knot? Very nice, beautiful double knot over here. Beautiful double knot on my tzitzis. Ever see it? Correct? So, let's say I would be allowed to, let's say I'd be allowed on Shabbos, but you're not, to untie this knot. But I can't. Take a scissors and cut it. What do you see, Clark? Just as you can't, if you couldn't, if you're not allowed to untie it, you may not cut it either, right? Eino yochol lenatko. Pashas, we'll see later on. Not only can I not cut it here, I can't cut it here, I can't cut it anywhere. Why? I'm not undoing the knot remains. The answer, what's the answer?
You disconnect.
Yeah, disconnect, exactly. If the nature of the malach is the connection, then the other malach is the disconnection, if I may. Disconnection. Hold on, I'll bring it around. I'm sorry?
How does it work in a bag of bread if it, there's a...
Bread?
A knot onto itself.
We'll come to it. We'll talk about that. Rabosai, the one who says this is the Avnei Nezer himself. I'm smart not to close it this time around. Avnei Nezer says in Simen Kuf Pei. Watch this. Watch this. Chut shayachet mitchila ein kan chibur mechadosh. I didn't connect anything. I'm not connecting anything. That's exactly his point. I'm not connecting anything. So what's the big deal? What am I connecting? I'm not connecting anything. The problem is, he's against the Urayim. Right? So Urayim's been fairish against him. He has such a big dochak over here, it's not even funny, his dochak. He quotes the Urayim. But he says, don't trust, he says, what others quote from the Urayim. They goofed it up. Who goofed it up? The Ran. He accuses the Ran of making a mistake from the Urayim. I kid you not. Haran, Hevi Urayim, Achshinu Zem Mizeh. They have different interpretations of the Urayim. Why did Chaim Hashem kosher? Hold on. One minute, please. He wants to suggest the Avnei Nezer, that's not the simple pshat, that a single knot is chayav. With a single knot, you're not connecting anything to anything else. It's nothing. It means you're referring to a case where something else is going through that single knot. Boy Scouts. I'm making a single knot, right, over here. I'll stick something else through the single knot. That's pshat in the array. What? I want to read you from the original, okay? I have the array here in front of me. But you saw it in the Mordechai, in that Gos Mordechai. It was quite an accurate citation, if you ask me. But they have the Urayim in front of me. Let's read it. It's Simon Reish Ayin Dalid in the Urayim. The problem is it includes all Lama Tes Malachas. So the page, you have to look, if you want to look it up yourself, Rabosa, I recommend it. It's page, in this print, it's page Kuf Lamed Vav through Ches. Right? I told you, Hakosha Tatov, there's those three pages. He writes as follows. Quotes the Gemara. Our Gemara, I end out the last line. Mechayim alei mishim tovim alo mishim kosher. Lamadnu, shekesher echad eino kesher. Avamokam shiragilin lasos kesher echad, shediskayim bekesher echad kagon. Shekosher, here's a typo here. Shekosher chevel echad berosho. Ve'eino shekosher shnei roshim zelazet, nira dahave kesher. It's a simple pshat. It's to get anything through it. And the pasha pshat is that the Ireim is against the Avnei Nezer. Pasha pshat, against the Avnei Nezer. Pasha pshat. One might argue, says the Avnei Nezer, what if I take, watch this. I'm sorry to use my tzitzit for this, it's not nice, but I have nothing else. I'll decide to take can't do it. You don't have tchelas here? How many blue strings do you have? One, two, or four?
Four.
Four?
Yeah. Well, I mean, two long ones.
So see, you have four of eight are blue.
Yeah.
Not going to help you. If you had two, I would be able to know which, that's all the same string. Let's assume, for argument's sake, I can only, it's just a guess. These two are, I can't figure out myself. These two are the same string. There's two different sides of the string. Watch. See this? For argument's sake. And I tie it like this. Same string. I'm tying it's two. Double knot, right? It's same. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have a long string. I take it at the end. I tie a double knot there. It's two heads. Would that be chayv?
That's the most basic case.
But maybe I'll argue it's not two different things, it's one thing.
When you're arguing on a Mishnah.
Okay, so you think I would be chayv. You are correct. Because the Gemara discussed about Ritzua Shul Tfilin. And Aaron Tzadi Zayin, I said the Gemara, maybe chayv there. It's all one string. So don't make a mistake and think that one long string is also one unit, and it's no chibun. That you certainly would be chayv. So says the Avnei Nezer. That's for sure. That's for sure. That's in the Gemara Beferish. Interestingly though, the Or Sameach seems to disagree. Since we're on the first year, Rambam. Can I do that over here? This is an interesting Rambam Mefarshav. Al Rambam. Or Sameach. Wow. Okay, Or Sameach. Shabbos. Now, unfortunately, Shabbos with a shin. We have a lot of extra scrolling. Watch this. Haposel chavolim, I told you this before. Ochut de seyar, or is it told us kosher v'chayv? Okay? Yes, the kasha. Certain. Watch this. V'lo omer begodeles on your hair, mishum kosher. Why? The kulu yanki meharosh u'mechuborin yachad. All the hairs are connected to the head. So if you tie them over here, it's not called kosher. Even I would have said it's like two strings, two hairs. No, they both come from the base of the head. Even that's not called kosher. They're connected already. That's a very big chiddush in the Or Sameach, along the lines of what we said until now. That's a big chiddush. The punch-up shot is not that way, but that's what he says. Oh. So now, Rabosai, I want to end with one final fascinating idea. I asked him to see a Tosis Yontif. This is Mishnayos that are out of style these days. But I have here an old Mishnayos. Anybody look it up yet? I'll show it to you on the screen. How do you do that? Mishnayos?
Mishnah?
Well, it'll be on the first one, right?
Yeah.
Mishnah. Whoa, Shin. Shabbos. Derek Zion. Got it. Links. Oh, Baruch Hashem, this is young. Watch. Yesh the dakdek. V'chisani le'letana le'listni ha'misper k'mo shehu shloshim v'tisha v'lohayu el shtei tevos achar shalosh. You're wasting ink, he says. 39 is less ink than 40 minus 1. Every ink counts, Rabbi. Hakor ha'velai. Fascinating. Oh, k'mei from Makas. I'm not a pshat. Watch this. If you all do all 39 malachas, you'll be chayav 40 minus 1. What's that all about? Watch this. Ala tofer eino chayav elim kein sheyikshar gam kein. We saw it in the Gemara. Therefore, im kein ha'osa kol avas malachas behele machas bechrechem arboim has to be 40. Me'acha shatfiru eino malacha ela kesheyikshar gam kein v'akshirek for asob b'fnei atzmo tatanaka choshev luachi. You know what he's saying? No way to have 39 malachs. Impossible. You can't do like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 39. It'll never happen. Because when you get to Tofer, the only way you're going to be chayev if you do kosher again. He's assuming against the array. Like the Iran. If you tie one out at the end, you'll be chayav mishum shum kosher as well, yes.
I presume the knot was only when you did only two stitches.
Very good. That's the question that bothered me. The only time you require a knot if you do shtei tefiras. If I do three tefiras, Rambam says beferish, you don't need a kesher at the end. No. But the answer is, since the word shtei tefiras is found in the Mishnah, in the context of HaKorea Amanas lit for state spheres. So they were the Tofer Amish is state spheres. The state spheres have to have kosher. That's his shot. I had your kasher and I gave my teretz. I think it's a very good kasher. I think my teretz is a pretty good teretz. I think so. This is a fascinating concept. A brilliant shot, Rabbi Osai, in the Tosfos Yontif. Fascinating. And as a matter of fact, you look at the Tosfos over here. An Ayin Gimel on the Mishnah. What did it say? Ha'osa shnei batei nirin. Sarag lefarish lama pirish kan uva orgu v'potzeh v'tofer uva kosev shir tfemi b'shar. Why bother mentioning the shir over here when it doesn't mention it when it comes to the others? Good question. So one could argue that agav mochek. I'm not going to answer all of them, but here's a very fascinating question. Rabosai, take a look at a Rashi. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Excuse me. Ayin Dalet Amud Vichi. Vichi Mutter Lefos Poros Mikashir. Says Rashi. Nei Dechiyuv Chatas Leko Isura Mio Ika. The Kaimalan Chatzishir Osim and Atorah in Yuma. So Boro Chatzishir, Ofa Chatzishir is Dorais. Rabosai, what is the shear of Ofa and Mano? How much? Grogris. A grogris, a date, a fig, dry fig. That's the shear for all these malachas of Sidur the Pas. If you do less than that, Rabosai, listen very carefully. It's only a quantitative lack. What if I write one letter? Arguably, if I write one letter, the reason why it's found in the Mishnah is it's because of a qualitative lack. You follow what I'm saying? It never says in our Mishnah, ha'ofa kigrogris. That's just a question of quantity. But it could be, in these cases, of oreg, potzea, tofer, Kosev, it's measured the shear. It's intrinsic. If you didn't do that much, you haven't done the malacha at all. Zero. Haven't started yet. That's a very fascinating concept, which the Keren Ora has. We'll have to we're out of time, so we'll stop right over here. Mishum tomorrow, we'll continue with the Makoros and hopefully make more progress as we go. Hopefully, I get to tying your shoes before Shabbos. I hope so. Do you have any other issues besides tying your shoes between now and Shabbos? You have to deal with on Shabbos. Ties. Oh, man. Yeah, I thought it would be the ties next week. Okay, but all right. We'll have to try and get to it before Shabbos if we can.
Buy slip-on shoes.
Slip-on shoes and neck and bow ties.
That's right.